Former progressive lawmaker Dean Corin qualified for public financing that brought him up to $200,000. Incumbent Republican Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott says he'll match or exceed that total by the November election. But Scott says he has misgivings about public campaign financing because it requires taxpayers to chip in to support candidates they may not like. Corin says it works out to 29 cents per Vermonter and that public financing removes big money from politics. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.